We are tracking the tropics today. We have, of course, Alberto, which was upgraded on Wednesday, but has already moved inland over Mexico and is quickly weakening with no local impacts. What we're concerned about is a disturbance hundreds of miles to the east that has finally started to take some shape now today. We've been tracking this since the weekend. This area of low pressure will move to the west-northwest and move over Jacksonville and northeastern Florida by tomorrow morning. Expect enhanced bands of rain by late this afternoon into this evening to continue to move from east to west off the ocean overnight tonight and into the day on Friday. Even a few thunderstorms at times, but mostly it's gusty showers that'll produce bursts of very heavy rainfall and wind gusts of 30 to 40 miles per hour. And with these onshore winds, dangerous conditions at our beaches, the best advice is to stay out of the water as the rip current risk will be high to very high all the way through Friday night. By Saturday, the system is moving away and moving inland and weakening, and our winds won't be as strong. We'll still have some showers at times, but at least the winds come down and conditions will improve along the coast and nearby areas. So, in summary, we're tracking a tropical disturbance that could briefly become a tropical depression or maybe even a low-end tropical storm. If so, it would be Beryl, moving ashore Friday morning on the coast of Florida, over northeastern Florida. Even if the storm does eventually become upgraded, it does not change our forecast and the local impacts for Jacksonville and northeastern Florida. But the system will be tracking over the Gulf Stream tonight, so that may give it a little extra oomph. In any case, rainfall in the end will be widespread in the form of numerous bands of heavy showers that will produce gusty winds through tonight and into Friday. Rainfall amounts should average 1 to 2 inches, but locally may reach as high as 3 or 4 inches. We can take that rain given all the dry weather of the past 4 to 6 weeks or so, but there still could be some localized ponding or nuisance type flooding in metropolitan areas, the city areas, and along flood-prone spots. And winds will be gusting in the bands of rain up to 30 to 40 miles per hour tonight through tomorrow, which may cause some very minor tree damage, tree limb damage, and maybe a spotty power outage or two. Overall, this looks to be a good rain and a much-needed rainfall for Jacksonville and northeastern Florida. There is a chance, again, that it could become upgraded to a tropical depression or even a low-end tropical storm upon arrival on our northeast coast Friday morning. But that is simply semantics. It really does not change our first alert forecast for Jacksonville and northeastern Florida, which is on and off bands of some pretty heavy rainfall through the day today and especially tonight into Friday. 100% coverage of rain with amounts averaging 1 to 2 inches, but locally as much as 3 to 4 inches, along with the gusty winds at times. Stay up to date with all of your latest first alert weather on CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News Jax online, actionnewsjax.com. You can download free the First Alert Weather app and, of course, at WOKV.com as well, and Talking the Tropics with Mike. The way weather all the time. I'm GV meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center from 104.5 WOKV.